Hello, everyone. Tonight's subject is the obedience of faith. I'd like to read a verse from Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, he obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. The book of Acts, chapter 7, verses 3 and 4, tells us, "The God of glory said to Abraham, depart from your country and your relatives, and come into the land that I will show you. Then Abraham departed. He did not ask for any explanation nor direction, for his faith accepted God's promises and acted on them, even though there was nothing to indicate they would be fulfilled. Abraham obeyed God's call the moment it came. His prompt obedience took him out to a land unknown to him that he would later receive as his inheritance." I'd like to draw your attention to the last sentence in our verse today that I read earlier. "And he went out not knowing where he was going." People would like to know where they are going so they can choose the way. Further, nowadays, with our advanced technology, we choose the place and punch the address on our GPS that leads us to our destination. In fact, no one leaves on a journey not knowing where he's going. Abraham went out in complete obedience, knowing that it was right to do so, but not knowing where it would lead him to. But here is the secret. God told him to go. In Genesis 12:1, he told him to leave and get going. Yet, it was not till later, when he arrived at the land of Canaan, that he was informed that this was the land God would give to his descendants. What an important lesson for us to learn the secret of obedience, which is to leave the certainties one knows and go out into what is quite unknown. It is very difficult, especially when relying on nothing other than the Word of God. This is faith in practice. This is the obedience of faith. It is a complete surrender to God's will, as once General Booth, head of the Salvation Army, once said, "I made up my mind that Christ would have all of William Booth and all the adoration of my heart and all the power of my will and all the influence of my life." Total surrender and obedience. May the Lord grant us obedient hearts to do his will. If we desire to please God, we must obey him. Period. He said in John 14:15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." We should obey God because we love him. Good. We also obey because he has done so much for us, and our faith increases with the walk and fellowship we have with him. Such obedience is far fuller, richer, and sweeter than can ever come from any other motivation. Spurgeon once said, "Have faith in God, and then obey, 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 and keep on obeying until the Lord calls you home." God charted your life, charted our lives. Since we were born, and he by his grace is leading us day by day. To force a change will not be advisable. To try and take another course without his will is dangerous, and the result will be disastrous. Just remember Lot. We saw what happened to him and his family. To surrender to the Lord's will and by faith follow him will be the best course to take. Just obey God's will. The priority in life for every true believer must be, how can I obey God? Our greatest concern is to do the will of God, amen, or to yield to that will in a way that is pleasing to him. Our need is to trust and obey. When we obey God and immediately do his will, when we do not hesitate to do our utmost to please him, he will open the windows of heaven and bless us. The Prince of Preachers said, obedience is for the present tense. It must be prompt or it is nothing. Obedience respects the time of the command as much as any other part of it. Friends, delayed obedience is disobedience. Mark that down. When Abraham received the call, he did not stop to think or to pray about it. He didn't say, wait a minute, God, let me pray about it. No, he obeyed, and by faith, he promptly gathered his family, packed his luggage, and started the journey. He did not ask for time to say goodbye to his friends and relatives in Mesopotamia. On the contrary, he knew in his heart that he does not belong there anymore. Once God ordered him to leave, this is no more where I want to live. God called him, and he knew that he would establish him in a better country than where he was. He believed God. Abraham knew deep inside that the highest and ultimate authority for a believer in this world is God, and he honored it by his obedience. Now, before we end this short subject, the results of his obedience, results of Abraham's obedience. One, he became the friend of God. Two, the Lord visited him in his tent, and he confirmed there his promise. What was his promise? That a son is going to be born to him in a year's time. He loved Abraham, and he wanted to give him the desire of his heart. For the Lord confided in him his plan regarding Sodom. He told that to angels that were with him, shall we hide what we're going to do with Sodom? He didn't. He became his friends, and he could confide in him. And five, he was given the land of Canaan forever. Obedience. Let's be obedient people and honor him is our faith. May the Lord grant us the obedience of faith to honor our Savior till he comes. Until then, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.